This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition program. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And this weekend, we pick up another couple of new affiliates. We'll get to them in a little bit. But special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And big news about the border coming right up. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail for delivery today. Plus, let's not forget our Uber, our Lyft, our taxi drivers, and yep, the big old bus drivers out there keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com for all kinds of different savings and deals and things that you can't find anywhere else except for my website. All right, Kyle Warm, the professor of politics, is with us tonight. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Certainly is.
Great day to not be on the border. All right, let's talk about doing the pledge here. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right, I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
And to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, by the grace of God and the Supreme Court of the United States, we got the $2.5 billion, with a B, dollars that was being allocated from some extra Defense Department money that was found for the border wall. This means that 100 miles of border wall in seven different locations in the states of California, Arizona, New Mexico, and right there on the Texas-New Mexico border, where there was one section that these illegals were able to still get in, and a judge had stopped the private operation and the government operation from being completed there, that will all be able to be taken care of now. I think that's a great thing, and a great thing for America, and again, President Trump keeping his promises.
Well, absolutely. As you mentioned, it's $2.5 billion. And, of course, was split along ideological lines, as it were, in the Supreme Court, as we look at who was for it and who dissented. But, of course, ultimately, Captain, this gives the president the ability to move forward and also to continue to make this issue front and center in his 2020 bid, and will force, of course, a lot of these different Democrat hopefuls to once again try to go after this. The ACLU, of course, says it's going to keep fighting against this plan. But most Americans, I think, want to have enhanced border security, and it's really up to the Democrats to try to find a way to make it look like being anti-border security is a good thing.
Well, if you take a look at what's been going on this week, if you're a Democrat and you take a look at everything that's transpired, you're having a bad week.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and here they go out to their recess as well for the next 6 weeks. And so what are they going to be talking about? I think a lot of the agenda will be driven by what the Democrat presidential hopefuls are going to be out there saying. Of course, the upcoming debate on July 30 and 31. Mm-hmm. And then especially, of course, also with Nadler saying they're going to be looking for these grand jury testimonies. I mean, I don't know who sits around the table and says, how do we lose big? Maybe this is the way they've determined to do it.
Well, you said, what are we going to be looking at next? Here's the headlines. Yesterday, Nadler, the quote was, the impeachment train rolls on. That was the headline. And the second one was Nancy Pelosi saying, and I quote, the next step, Trump's finances. And then the third one by Congressman Speier was, quote, we should just shut it down, the government, if no impeachment by September 1st.
Well, you know, the whole impeachment issue is a big loser, ultimately.
Their whole issue is a big loser. Just pick anything. They've got nothing to win on. They've got nothing. Not a thing. The Democrats are out to lunch and just way off the left end of the aisle. They're not even close to reality with the things they're proposing. Not even close.
Well, no, and they literally have been driven by this hatred of Trump, to put it mildly.
How about hatred of America?
Well, they certainly seem to go against what most Americans want to have happen. They seem to want to get rid of the idea that you can control your own destiny when it comes to your health care. They want to tax you more. They want to spend more.
Yeah, but we have to.
Under the sun.
But we, the citizens, the American citizens, have to pay for our health care, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And some of us get discounts and some of us don't, but basically you pay for your health care. However, if you come here illegally, you get it for free.
That's right. You
get that makes a lick of sense.
Well, no, it doesn't. And of course,
goodness sake.
One of the big things for the Democrat hopefuls is talking about, of course, getting rid of the Second Amendment, essentially, or putting vast restrictions upon it. It seems like at every turn, they seem to be going against what the regular Americans.
Your state of California has passed a bunch of laws, and I still don't understand. Nobody I talk to says, why is Kyle out there? But anyway, your state of California continues to pass laws that go against the Constitution of the United States. When is somebody out there going to get a set and challenge some of these laws that they pass that are not constitutional?
Well, that is a very, very good question, because the idea that you're not going to enforce federal law, that you'll actually go against the federal government, is not good, and it needs to be challenged.
All righty, going to break. We'll be right back.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and a condenser coil. Stat.
Sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the second segment with Kyle Warren on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, broadcasting all across America. A special shout-out to our listeners in Clovis, New Mexico, our listeners in Lubbock, Texas, and a big shout-out to Denver, Colorado, KNUS AM 710, and that big blowtorch you got up there. Thank you very much. We heard from some of the listeners that listened to us up there in Wyoming that listened by way of Denver, as well as the western part of Nebraska that get us on the Denver station. So thanks very much. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, for those of you that don't know, I myself personally suffer with arthritis. Now, it's under check and under control because of Relief Factor, and I'm not exaggerating. I'll tell you why. I was taking Mobic and Flexeril. Took it for about 10 years. I've had a lot of injuries over the years, sustained in the military and in the fire service. I don't need to go there. You people that know about me know what it is. But anyway, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, hip pain, whatever kind of pain you've had, I'm telling you, I've had it all. And Relief Factor, to put it simply, has worked for me. And it has worked for me. Now, what you do is you buy the 1995 3-week quick start plan. You follow the instructions. You take it the way you're supposed to for the 3 weeks. And at the end of 3 weeks, you'll know whether or not it will cut or ease the pain or reduce the swelling, because it does all of the above. Now, it did it for me, and hopefully it will do it for you. But you don't know until you try. And if it doesn't work, then you're only out $19.95. But go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain for more information. And there's a little video there you can watch, and it explains everything you need to know. So that's Relief Factor. Get the 3-week quick start for $19.95. relieffactor.com/captain. And let me know how you're doing. I've been hearing from Flip. I've been hearing from Jeff. I believe I heard from someone else whose name escapes me, and we've had mixed results. Somebody said it worked right off the bat. Somebody said it's starting to work now, and somebody said not sure it's working yet, but then again, they haven't been on it for the full 3 weeks yet. All right, back to Kyle Warm, the professor of politics. So, Kyle, welcome back.
Thank you, Captain.
Now, the Covington students, remember them?
Oh, yes, yes.
Their lawsuit against the Washington Post, I believe it was for $250 million, was dropped yesterday, was thrown out of court, by a very liberal judge. Now, I'm not sure, and I can't say with certainty, but I would be willing to bet you that they might run that through the appeals court process because of the way that they were treated by the Washington Post and the fact that the Washington Post really never did apologize for what they did.
Well, no, they haven't, and I expect that it will be appealed. And in fact, the father of the young Mr. Sandman, Nicholas Sandman, the father said, and I quote, "I believe in fighting for justice for my son and family is of vital national importance." He said.
Right.
And he goes on to say, "If what was done to Nicholas is not legally actionable, then no one is safe," unquote. So this really is at the very heart of the matter. And I think part of this was thrown out because I believe in the initial reportings of the by the paper, evidently Nicholas the Sandman's name wasn't used, but give me a break. Everybody in the world knows exactly who he was. They saw this story developing. The story took on a life of its own until the exculpatory, shall we say, evidence came out of the rest of the video, which allowed people to see exactly what was happening, that Nicholas Sandman wasn't taunting the Native American elder. He wasn't doing anything of the sort. But yet these boys were held up and vilified as somehow being a huge racist or something. It was terrible.
Mm. Now, do you know who Mike Lindell is?
Absolutely, yeah, he's the My Pillow guy.
Okay, and Mike Lindell was on Fox and Friends yesterday, and a bombshell of sorts was dropped. Listen to this.
Joins us now to set the record straight, the inventor, self-made multimillionaire, CEO of My Pillow, Mike Lindell. Mike, so you're a man of action. We know that for sure. So is your action going to take you to take it on Congresswoman Omar in Minnesota?
Well, the answer is not at this time. That was kind of taken all out of context, but I did say if the Lord wanted me to run, I would run. But it was like all these, yesterday I was bombarded in the news. They're going, "We heard you're running. We heard you're running." And I would love to do it, but I've got such a big platform going on right now, and I want to help the president, help turn Minnesota completely red and get the right people in office that are going to just help our state and be one of the amazing states in the country.
Now, there's something fascinating that I found out in the text after all of this about Minnesota. First of all, Mike Lindell would be a fantastic opponent to Ilhan Omar, and I would believe that he would trounce her in any election he would get into.
Yeah, I wouldn't see why not, at least initially, because obviously he's got an amazing American story. A comeback story from having some pretty serious issues. It's no secret that he had issues with cocaine addiction. And
20 years.
That's right. But part of the American story and success, Captain, are people who can turn their lives around and become successful, live the American dream, and get sober, to put in that context. So I think he would have an amazing story to tell. And I think, for full disclosure, I sleep on my pillow and I love it.
I do too, and I love it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And at one time I was one of the endorsers for My Pillow here at the Salem Media Group station in Tampa, and we sold a whole bunch of My Pillows because of me.
Well, exactly right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. But of course, he's been a big supporter of President Trump, we know.
Yeah.
And Ilhan Omar has created such a toxic environment in terms of whatever it is that she got elected to, she thinks, to do, evidently. But it certainly wasn't to become a legislator in the U.S.
Yeah.
House of Representatives.
Now, here's the sidebar that we got out of this Minnesota Mike Lindell story. Another story popped up in the Minnesota Sun. It was a back page story, and it also managed to make it to the Washington Post, or will be this weekend, I guess. Rob Undersander, a retired engineer and multimillionaire from Waite Park, Minnesota, went public with the fact that he was a millionaire and that he had applied for food stamps in Minnesota and had gotten them. Do you know why he had gotten them as a multimillionaire in Minnesota?
How did he do that?
There was no provision asking them about wealth, how much money they had, how much money they had on hand, what their assets were, none of that. So guess what? You automatically got the food stamps in Minnesota because there was no provision to stop you, even if you were rich.
Interesting, yeah, because what that would be called means testing. And
they do not have it in Minnesota at the present time.
Right, yeah, and this has been bandied about, for example, for Social Security.
By the way, Minnesota is amongst 34 states, because I checked it, I went one step further and checked some more. Minnesota is amongst 34 states, including Washington, D.C., that use a broad-based categorical eligibility loophole that does not check assets.
Wow, I mean, that's a huge loophole. Yeah.
And the majority of the 34 states are blue.
No surprise there, huh?
Yep, our blue. Then you wonder why they haven't got any money for this or any money for that, and how come they can't balance budgets and this, that, and the other. And by the way, New York State's one of them, just the bluest of the blue. Illinois is one of them. Pennsylvania's one of them. Ohio's one of them. Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island. That shouldn't be no surprise to anybody. Your state out there, California, and Oregon and Washington State, just to name a few.
Well, exactly right.
And so, it's not right, Kyle.
No, it's not. And the voters, the American people, should see a pattern developing here and be able to make their voices heard at the ballot box when the time comes.
When are they going to wake up and understand that socialist policies and socialism does not work? It's costing this country, and those individuals that have to pay taxes, because it's all in the taxes, it's costing them a fortune.
Well, sure, but it's always sort of masqueraded as free stuff, and they think that somehow people are going to vote for the free stuff.
Never free,
well,
Kyle.
What happens? No, it's never free, and it's destructive, and we don't have success stories like we should because of these kinds of policies. Imagine what would what the average individual could do if these kinds of policies weren't in place overall.
Right, and I remember when I first got hurt in Florida, got hurt and moved to Florida here and was recuperating, came down here. They said, well, you know, you're eligible for food stamps and this, that, and the other. I said, it'll be a cold day in hell before I get on food stamps.
Well, that's right.
I said, there's people that need them that can't get them, and you're telling me because I got hurt, and even though I've got a lawsuit going and a settlement and money in the bank, that I can get it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we roll along on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., Monday through Saturday.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
It's not just Democrats who hope Donald Trump gets defeated in the 2020 presidential race. The president tells reporters other countries are holding out on deals, hoping to secure better deals with someone else in the White House.
I don't blame China. I blame the United States for allowing that to happen.
So if I'm President Xi, or if I'm, frankly, Iran, and Iran wants to make a deal, I can tell you that right now. But if I'm Iran, I'll probably say, man, if I can hold out, I'm going to wait for a sleepy Joe Biden instead of Trump. Because sleepy Joe, we can make any deal we want with him. He doesn't know what's happening.
Speaking at the National Urban League Conference in Indianapolis, Democratic presidential candidate and mayor of South Bend, Pete Buttigieg, had some harsh words for the president.
My generation saw this country elect its first black president and then turn around and elect a racist to the White House. And we ought to call that what it is.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Thank you, Mr. Wayne Allen Root, who has been over in Gay Paris on a little vacation. We're going to see if we can get him back on the program next week. I'll let you know as things progress. But this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, including yours truly. I'm one of the 21 million drivers insured by Geico and loving every minute of it because they continue to save me money compared to what it might cost me somewhere else. And I get a safe driver discount and all sorts of things with them. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything you own, starting with your car or your truck. And they also offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and yep, that snowmobile that you ride around on. Now, they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too through the Geico Insurance Agency closest to you. So check them out by going to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O dot com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us for one more segment. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Mayor Bill de Blasio, who in my humble opinion is probably one of the most socialists there is out there, I would actually call him a communist, had this to say yesterday at a press conference, and he actually got cheered and rooted on when he said it. So, here we go.
I challenge you, Donald Trump.
All right, obviously, you just heard that the mayor, Bill de Blasio, the audio was a little poor, but I did the best I could with what I had, told the president, Donald Trump, that he would not be welcome once he was no longer president back in New York City.
Right, and somehow justifying that, Captain, by saying that President Trump doesn't understand the city of New York, which in and of itself is just completely patently false. President Trump, of course, as an entrepreneur and real estate developer, I think he's a native to New York City, understands probably more about the city in his little finger than Bill de Blasio could ever hope to understand it. And it's just more bad blood. It's just more, so it's almost sophomoric at this point, what we're seeing people like Bill de Blasio do. He can't get his presidential hopeful campaign off the ground at all. The city's falling apart. They got all kinds of problems. And so, yep, get another Trump soundbite in there. Maybe that'll make it feel better.
Here's what I would do if I was Donald Trump. After that comment, I would say to the people of New York City, I've enjoyed doing business in New York City, but because your mayor has an attitude where he doesn't want me there, I'm going to consider moving my corporate offices. We'll leave our hotel there, but we'll move our corporate offices outside New York City and offer all of our people that work there a job in a non-income tax state.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, because he can
like Florida.
With fire. Yeah, well, mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, now I got to talk about Joe Biden here, because mm-hmm. Joe Biden was raked over the coals yesterday by The View for becoming complacent and running the risk of losing the election just like Hillary did in 2016. But here's what Joe Biden had to say in a speech out on the trail. Listen to this little short clip.
Look, folks. Anybody who doubts the President of the United States standing in the G8 meeting and turning, and he was on his left, I know Putin, I spent a lot of time with him, turned to Putin, who is a flat dictator, and says, I believe President Putin over my intelligence community. And then at the G20, he turns and says, as if it's a funny joke, we're standing at their podium, he looks and he says, you're not going to interfere, I'm paraphrasing, you're not going to interfere again on our elections, are you? As if it's a joke. It's an assault on our democracy, and it's going on right now. And I promise you, one of the things I was deeply involved with as vice president, the president gave me a lot of room and authority in terms of foreign policy and national security. I promise you, they will pay a price for continuing this proposition.
You know what's an assault? Joe Biden calling us a democracy again, a la the Democrats, trying to get us to believe that we're something that we're not. Nobody's read the Constitution.
Right, yeah, we're actually a federal republic.
That's right, we are not a democracy. And they keep saying that because they're trying to get that word inbred in everybody's brain, because then when they make the switch over to socialism, which is technically a democracy, when they make the switch over to socialism, well, we told you we were going to have a democracy.
Well, right. Well, and of course, Biden's trying to pick up on really anything at this point that will take the laser beam off of him, his age factor, the quote-unquote old white
Bernie's
factor.
Older.
Bernie is older. And Bernie, quite frankly, I think, has lost the high ground on that in terms of being someone who's a mover and shaker and putting through these new, albeit ridiculous policies and proposals, because some of these other candidates are taking that up, and they're going to be out Bernie. But Biden, I think, is also trying to stay relevant. He wants to stay the front runner, and I think the folks on The View, I think, as you mentioned earlier, they are criticizing him, saying he's becoming complacent like Hillary Clinton. I think that the two situations are a little bit different. I think there is complacency there. That Hillary Clinton had the stranglehold on the DNC. She absolutely knew she was going to get the nomination. But they both believe they are the heir apparent. But I think we're going to find that the Obamas are going to not, and very publicly not support Joe Biden and probably support somebody else, most likely Kamala Harris.
Yep, you got it. And by the way, before we close up with what we're going to close up with, I want to mention that James Clapper, another country not heard from, came out and said that he believes Robert Mueller was merely a figurehead, didn't write the report. Really? Well, welcome to the dance, Mr. Clapper.
Yes, exactly. You know, this again was the one of the greatest disasters for the Democrat hoax theory that they could ever think about. I mean, this is an asteroid.
Just part of the week, just part of the bad week they had where they lost all week long.
Yeah, absolutely. But they're going to keep trying to keep it going, and now Nadler is going after the grand jury testimony, which, of course, is you're not supposed to be able to get access to, because in this Soviet-style smear campaign, a political hit job, nobody is safe, nothing is sacred, it doesn't matter, only the outcome matters to them of either impeaching the president, driving him from office, and gaining more political power. It's horrible to watch.
Now, we need to talk about Nancy Pelosi, your neighbor up there in Northern California, San Francisco. She says that our GDP will rise once the minimum wage goes up in America. And your thoughts on that one?
Well, that's just fantastic, Goldis, to hear. You know, the GDP did rise. In fact, the latest numbers are 2.1%. That's a bit off from the over 3% that we had in the last quarter, but it's still much higher than the 1% new normal from the Obama years. And we didn't get that by simply raising the minimum wage for political purposes. We did it by creating opportunity. And even the CBO captain has found that while some Americans, some 27 million Americans, might see a higher wage, almost 4 million Americans would virtually instantly lose their jobs as a result of this, as companies cut back, hired less people, did more with less. This is a killer for the economy and for the prosperity of people trying to earn a living out there.
I haven't seen the second quarter numbers yet. They were talking about the fact that going from a 3, we would drop down to a high 1. A lot of people were saying that, but I did see somewhere a report that the second quarter was 2.1, had dropped down from 3. However, everybody said that was going to happen.
Right, yeah, it's not completely out of, wasn't unanticipated in that regard. But quite frankly, and Pelosi knows this too, because she's not stupid. She understands that the economy's taken off like a rocket ship, and it's because of Trump's policy.
And by the way, it's coming right back, because what do companies do in the summertime? They close down and take vacations. All right, Kyle, we'll talk to you Monday morning. You have a great time up there in Yosemite.
Thank you, Captain.
All right, and that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Check him out, KyleWarrenShow.com. KyleWarrenShow.com. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across the overnight radio airways in a weekend edition.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the...
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is Jonna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we gotta run the race. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run.
All right.
Daddy Jerry Reed and the boys up there running around somewhere in a cloud with old Fred up in the front seat with that big old black Kenworth with that 40-foot black Great Dane reefer behind it, eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. By the way, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, is brought to you by your favorite Pilot and Flying J truck stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They're out there, and check them out. By the way, scoot on in there. Tell them the captain sent you to wind up with a nice free cup of coffee, especially up there in Valdosta and Lake Park right there, just over the Florida state line, South Georgia. And how are you guys doing up there tonight? Listening to us on 107.5 and 92.1. Always happy to be able to talk about you up there, our friends up there in the South Georgia area. Now, we're going to have some hot temperatures continuing across the Central Valley of California. Scorcher again out there through the weekend and possibly into Monday. Now, there will be excessive rainfall possible over the Central Rockies and Northern Plains Saturday, followed by an area of moisture interacting with surface low pressure in as it moves across from the west to the east. Now, it'll be quiet on the east outside of a few showers and thunderstorms as the forecast around the Gulf Coast and Northeast calls for some scattered thunderstorms today. So, let's start out in Florida. Coming out of South Florida, I-95, taking I-95 up all the way to Maine to the Nova Scotia line. You'll have some air quality issues when you get up the East Coast on 95, especially going through southeastern Pennsylvania, around Philadelphia, parts of Jersey, parts of New York City, parts of Connecticut. And then once you get back up into clean air again, it'll be about New Hampshire and Maine. So there you go. Now, also looking at I-75 northbound, you're going to have a few problems there. When you get up into Ohio, there's some air quality issues there in the western part of Ohio, as well as around Cleveland and Erie for some stagnant foul air that's hanging around. You'll be looking good once you get up into Michigan. You got some showers tonight along the west side of Michigan, though, coming off the lake. And I-77, if you're going up that way, or if you're on I-40 going eastbound, around Greensboro and Winston-Salem, you've got a air quality alert over there, too. It's going to be one of those days where the air isn't all that great for you. Now, let's go west to Chicago, and we'll go up north first. You got a line of storms, thunderstorms and showers coming across the central part of Wisconsin right now. There are some thunderstorms in the mix here, so there may be some severe thunderstorm warnings going up in the not-too-distant future if they haven't already gone up as the system approaches Madison, Wisconsin, from the west to the east. Staying up north, North Dakota, South Dakota, looking good tonight. Montana, you've got a fire threat advisory for the central part of Montana. Very dry conditions. Be very careful up there. As you move across towards Idaho, just east inside of the Idaho border of Montana, you've got some unsettled weather. Could have some thunderstorms kicking up there. Same thing for Washington State, the north and eastern and central part of Washington State. You've got an air quality alert for the Medford, Oregon area, inland towards Mount Shasta. And California, well, okay, let's start it. California, west of Sacramento, down the valley, down California 99, all the way down to just about Ontario, California. When you skip on over through the valleys, you've got a high heat advisory again. The temperatures, actual temperatures, will be approaching the low 90s, but the high heat advisory will take it over 100, 105, and in some areas of the high desert, you may see heat indexes of 110 degrees today. Now, moving over to the east in Arizona, between Phoenix and Tucson, you've got an air quality alert there. New Mexico, you're going to get rain. Now, we've got about a 45-degree angle of rain from the Colorado border on down to just about just a little bit north and east of Tucson. And there is rain all through that area, which includes Albuquerque right now. And it runs from the northeastern part of New Mexico through Albuquerque, about a 100-mile wide swath, and then goes down to the border with Arizona, just about Tucson. So there you go. So that's what your weather is looking like tonight and for the weekend. Be careful out there. Truck them safe out on the highways. And remember, you're the professional, you guys and gals out there. Make sure you treat everybody else, you know, give them a lot of respect, a lot of room, as I like to say. And like I tell the four-wheelers, or used to tell the four-wheelers, but I'll do it again right now just for the heck of it. You've always got to assume, ladies and gentlemen, with your little four-wheeler passing a big truck, don't ever, never, ever, ever, if you can help it, pass them on the right. They can't see you. They have a blind zone. They can't see you. Pass them on the left every chance you get. Do not go by them on the right side. Now, your Pilot and Flying J's are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They've got the main restaurants now in the Flying J's. It could be a Denny's, could be a Huddle House, could be a Moe's Southwest Grill. I've been in both the Denny's and the Huddle Houses, and I like them. They're good. In the Flying J's that I've been in recently. And in the Pilots now, you're apt to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, or maybe even a full service with the full food menu, Dunkin' Donuts as well. And it's all good. And I will tell you that in the larger Flying J truck stops around the bigger areas, you might not only find a restaurant, you might also find a fast food place, like maybe a Pizza Hut or a Taco Bell inside, or maybe even a Subway to go along to complement the restaurant. That's not uncommon. I know up by Chicago, there's a couple of them up in there. Now, Pilot and Flying J can be found all across the United States. The travel centers that you'll find, the bigger travel centers, have always got parking, Catskills. They've got permit services, so you can get your oversize, overheight, overweight, overwidth permits there for your oversized loads. Your trip packs are there, too, so you can get your load delivery receipts sent into your company quicker. There's a truck wash usually close by, if not at those truck stops. You can get the audio books that drivers like to listen to out on the road. Payphones are available. High-speed internet kiosks are available there, too. They've got ATMs. Western Union's available. Check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet both inside and outside in the parking lot, and, of course, those lounges with the big-screen televisions for the professional drivers. You'll always find them there, too. So, remember, Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Make sure you stop by, tell him the captain sent you, and get yourself a free cup of coffee in the booth there. And again, our friends up there in South Georgia, we appreciate you, because I know you got the radio turned on right now, which is why I mention you so much. And by the way, I do want to give a special shout out to our new friends in Lubbock, Texas, in Clovis, New Mexico, up there in the panhandle of Oklahoma, too. Appreciate you guys, Guymon, Oklahoma, and also Denver, and going up towards Laramie and Cheyenne, and over there into Nebraska. We appreciate you, 710 KNUS News Talk, and you guys rock up there. We hear a lot of things from the listeners up there that chime in, that send us messages, and we appreciate you very much. And San Antonio, I'm not going to leave you out either. 930 The Answer, our sister Salem Media Station out there, San Antonio. And Catwoman and Road Dog, I hope you guys are headed home now. All righty, I'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch coming up, hour number two. We got a little different format in hour number two now in the weekends. Got a lot of audio to play from different stories that took place this week. Some things you heard, some things you didn't. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.